This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you for the week ending the 11th of August, 2017. This week's Weekly Perspective. Starting with Wolf Richter, what's keeping Italy's government debt from blowing up? The article points out that even the Italian government or financial institutions dumped a record 20 billion euro in June, or 10% of the total of Italy's debt. As the Financial Times reports, selling by Italian banks is the most emphatic example of a broader trend. Banks sold 46 billion of government paper in June across Europe, taking the total reduction since the start of the year to 257 billion. Very interesting to pause and think about this. You know, who will be the buyer of last resort when, let's say the U.S. government debt starts to sell off, say China or other entities, Japan starts selling massive amounts of T-bonds, T-bills, or intermediate treasuries. Who's going to buy them? The Fed? The Fed says that they're trying to reduce their balance sheet from their $4 trillion. The IMF, are they going to buy them with SDRs? These are open questions. I don't have an answer. What I do know is that this is a precursor to what's really going on. As I and many have said, watch the debt markets. That is the key. When the debt markets unravel, that's the final swan dive. That's what we want to watch for. And continuing on, article from Zero Hedge, Pentagon unveils plan for preemptive strike on North Korea just after Trump made his famous fire and fury notation on North Korea. The Pentagon issued a statement very clearly stating that it's ready to fly tonight, launching an attack of B-1 bombers if so ordered. I won't say much more. This is certainly in the news and the alternative media quite a bit. I will comment that really, you know, war is a racket. I would suggest, as I have in previous weekly updates or weekly perspectives, watch the movie on YouTube, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, to get a clear perspective. And also, War is a Racket, the book by Schmedley, I forget his last name, but very interesting. And I question personally whether or not this is another weapons of mass destruction situation. How did Korea get such so skilled so quickly? Remains to be determined, but nonetheless, regardless of what I think, it looks like we're marching toward some type of preemptive strike sooner or later. And just to belabor the point a bit more, again, Zero Hedge, quote unquote, war is a racket. Lockheed Martin seeks jump in missile defense inquiries. The article basically talks about the war, or talk of war, is good for business, and that they're doing an exemplary amount of business because everybody's fearful and they want to buy weapons to protect themselves. And shifting gears into the crypto world, quite interesting week, the end of the week. SGT report, and I consider Sean a friend. He's had me on his interview series from time to time. He did an interview with Lynette Zhang regarding this video, Checkmate the Bankers. Now, new SDR crypto blockchain will enslave humanity. Talking about the Chinese created AC chain or AC coin cryptocurrency blockchain. I listened to that just doing this whole thing because the next video he put up was Fear and Loathing in Crypto Land. A lot of backlash and some criticism of Lynette's take on this whole thing. And then they did another one, which I listened to first thing this morning, which was done with JSNIP4, I believe his name is Joe, and a gentleman that's quite savvy in the crypto world that kind of went through the whole process of having a discussion. And I commend Sean for keeping his cool about this. This is a hot button, obviously, for a lot of people. A lot of money's been made and lost. There is some scammy stuff out there in the crypto world, and there's also more and more development that is legitimate taking place also. So buyer beware. I suggest to get a full analysis. You listen to really all of them, but if you just want the short version, I would listen to the last one that Sean put up on his YouTube channel, which covers it with Brad Peters and JSNIP4. I'm going to devote the rest of this weekly perspective on the precious metals. So gold was up about 2% for the week, and silver was up 5%. Gunlatch, Gartman, and Dalio positive on gold. Billionaire fund managers basically are positive on gold. Dalio's Bridgewater, world's largest hedge funds, warned clients that geopolitical risks are rising. Gold is about to break out to the upside strongly. Commodities expert Dennis Gartman believes and now says that investors should have 10 to 15% allocation of gold. The stock market is vulnerable, and of course we've seen it, the Dow under the 22,000 level. I did an update for our members stating that to me it looks pretty toppy here. Time will tell. So that's that on gold. Silver performance obviously was outperforming gold, which is a key indicator of what I look at, among other things, to say that there is a turn in the market. If I see a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio of silver outperforming gold, that has been in the past a very reliable indicator that the tide has turned. Now, whether or not this is a sustainable rally or not remains to be determined. I'd like to see gold above the $1,300 level and silver really over the $18 level to continue on and see where we go. At this juncture, I'll state, I think it's a decent rally. Most of it is based upon the war rhetoric that's taken place this week. And that's obviously getting the safe haven status to engage because people are fearful of what's going on in the war machine. And this is an article from Mish Talks, Mish Shedlock. I've only met Mish once in person. He seemed like a very reasonably minded fellow, and he's certainly well known on the internet. He basically says how much gold should one own, and here you can see it. He says right here, in general, 10 to 25% in physical gold and silver seems like a reasonable amount. At major lows, miners offer tremendous opportunities. I certainly agree, and that's where we spend a great deal of our time. They were practically giving away miners in late 2015 and early 2016. We know our top five picks yielded a return of 229% if you sold when I told everybody it was a top. Regardless of what I did, Mish is making a good statement here. And we're probably in a repeat of that. Whether again or not we are in a sustainable rally remains to be determined. But certainly this is a good entry point for those that are underweighted this asset. And again, he says 10 to 25%. I'm saying about 10 to 20. The perfect number. There isn't one. It depends on the individual. But Ibbotson and Associates did a study some years back, probably about a decade ago, and their number is about 15%. And that was in physical gold under all circumstances, yield a higher returning portfolio than one without gold exposure or metals exposure at all. Something to bear in mind. And I thought I'd do a couple more stories. This one's very interesting to me. This is from TechCrunch.com. Glint is a stealthy London fintech startup that promises to turn gold into, quote, a new global currency, end quote. Won't read the whole article. You can look it up on Google. The crux of the issue here is that, according to the article's writer, I understand that Glint will offer a frictionless way to both store and spend your gold, including point of sale, just like a regular local currency. The bigger picture is that gold historically has been a better store of value than any government-created currency, and therefore, with the aid of technology, is arguably a good candidate for an alternative global currency. The startup has already been authorized and is regulated by the UK's FCA under, presumably, electronic money institution license. That is something to bear in mind. I'm not going to comment further on that at this time, but as I have said at my speech in earlier in the year up in Vancouver, that I saw a bridge between some of the cryptos and a gold and silver backed one. And obviously there's more than this one, but it's reporting on this. I think you'll see more and more of this. It's very interesting how this whole crypto world is coming together, and lots of bright people with lots of ideas doing lots of different things. Something definitely that I think is a paradigm shift, and we will just stay tuned to it and continue to report. And I'll finish this from Reuters. Brief: CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, raises gold, silver, copper margins and lowers the margins for gasoline. This was the 10th of August. Reuters says CME raises COMEX 100 gold futures August maintenance margin by 7.6%. CME raises COMEX copper futures by 14.6%. And the CME raises COMEX 5,000 silver futures August maintenance margins by 8% to $5,400 per contract. So this is something that we know from past experience, that as the metals or other commodities start to really ignite, that the CME is quick to come and continue to raise margins, both initial and maintenance margins across the board. And we've only had a bit of a rally here really for about 3 days this past week, and we've already seen gold and silver margins go up by about 8%. So bear that in mind. I do think this rally has some legs further, but I'm not yet convinced that like this is it. I'd love to see $20 silver by the end of the year, as I stated in the free report on the website, themorganreport.com, which you can download for free once you give us your name and an email. And I'm still holding to that forecast for the year that we might see that at best. I really don't think this is going to be a great year for the metals, but no one knows, including yours truly, with the war effort, etc. Some real big nasty thing takes place. That certainly would scare people. You'd have the fear trade into the metals, and certainly that could take them up rather rapidly. They are very small markets. So I'll leave it at that. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.